good to be with you.
跟你们在一起真好。
I have felt the Spirit of the Lord.
我在这里感觉到圣灵跟我们同在。
And I have felt the presence of the Lord through you.
我也感觉到借着你们圣灵跟我们在一起。
Remember that one of the major points of my messages.
你们不要忘记我信息主要的重点是。
Has been that the Lord wants to dwell amongst His people.
就是神他要住在属他民的人中当中。
And we have felt His presence with us here.
我们在这里真是满有主自己的同在。
Amen. We'll be looking at quite a few verses this morning.
今天早上我想跟大家看几处圣经。
I would like to look at these two verses first.
首先要跟大家一同读这几句。
Ezekiel 37:27-28. You will recognize these verses very quickly.
你很快就能够看出这两句话说什么。
Because he is quoting from Exodus.
因为在出埃及记也提到这句话。
He's talking about the new covenant that God will make in the end.
他讲到在新约的时候，神要造的一个新约。
But notice that he uses the same language that was used for the old covenant in Exodus.
特别注意，他是所用的话是在旧约所用的话是一样的。
Let me read also verse 26.
那我来读二十七节。
I will make a covenant of peace with them. It shall be an everlasting covenant with them. And I will bless them and multiply them and will set my sanctuary in the midst of them forevermore.
26. 并且我要与他们立平安的约作为永约，我要将他们安置在本地，使他们的人数增多，又在他们中间设立我的圣所，直到永远。
My dwelling place shall be with them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people.
我的居所必在他们中间，我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。
Those are the same words God uses in the book of Exodus when he talks to Israel, isn't it?
当神在出埃及记跟以色列人讲的话的时候，用这样同样的两句话向他们说。
In the new covenant, he will still accomplish that which he wanted to accomplish in the old covenant.
在新约里面，神所要成就的，就是他在旧约里面要成就的，是一样。
The heart of God was present in the old covenant.
在旧约的里面，神的心意已经是显明了。
And his heart is present in the new covenant.
在新约的里面，神的心也表明出来。
His goal is to have a dwelling place amongst his people.
他的目标就是要居住在属他自己民的当中。
So that he may be their God and they will be his people.
那他能够成他们的神，然后他们能够成他的名。
Now we will read Revelation 21:3.
我们要来看启示录二十一章第三节。
This chapter describes the new heavens and the new earth that God creates.
这一章就描述神所造的新天新地。
But this verse that we will read shows that God finally in the new heavens and the new earth recognizes and fulfills his goal of all history.
在这些经句里面让我们看到神所有的一些愿望在历史里面所要显明的在这里都完全成就了。
This again is a quote from Exodus.
这也是从引用出埃及记里面同样的话。
And then remember that Ezekiel quoted Exodus.
我们也记得以西结也引用了出埃及的话。
So we see the continuing will of God through all of history.
所以我们看到神的心意从古到今都是相继是一样的。
This describes the final state of God's people and God himself.
这里讲到神的名和他自己最后的一个阶段。
Let me read 21:3.
二十一章第三节。
And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying,Behold, the dwelling of God is with men. Not will be, but is with men. He will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them, and he shall wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more, neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain any more, for the former things have passed away.
第三, 我听见有大声音从宝座出来说, 看啊, 神的帐幕在人间, 祂要与人同住, 祂要做祂的子民, 神要亲自与他们同在, 做他们的神, 神要擦去他们一切的眼泪, 不再有死亡, 也不再有悲哀, 哭嚎, 疼痛,
But you will still recognize here what we have been talking about in the book of Exodus.
在这里你也能注意我们在出埃及记所谈到的一些事。
God's goal is to dwell with men, to be their God, and have them be His people.
因为神的目标就是祂要住与人同住, 祂要做祂们的子民, 神要亲自与祂们同在。
It is finally fulfilled.
在最后的时候就完全成就了。
What God wanted to do in creation
神在创造里面所要做的, 都做了。
Is accomplished when we complete the biblical story in the book of Revelation.
在启示录的里面, 当神的, 所有的一切工作都成就的时候, 都完全应验。
Now we will look more at the book of Exodus.
我们再来看一下出埃及记里面更多的事。
And at some verses in the book of Exodus.
在出埃及记的有几句话。
And a few verses from other books.
还有几句从别的书里面引来的。
As background for my comments, I want us to review a few things about Genesis again.
作为今天讲到的背景, 我还要再重复习一下在创世纪里面讲的几件事。
You will remember again that in Genesis 3, God was in communion with man.
你记得在创世纪的第三章, 神和人是有交通的。
There was communion because they talked together.
他们彼此有交通因为他们一同讲话。
And the Hebrew word that talks about God coming down to the garden.
希伯来文讲到神来到这个花园里。
Indicates customary or repeated action.
有他们这样的行动是继续不断的这样做的。
So he did that as a regular thing.
所以表示神那个时候跟人的关系是重复不断的，是很正常的一个关系。
But Adam and Eve's sin broke that relationship off.
亚当夏娃的罪就是他们跟神的关系就断绝。
They are put out of the Garden of Eden.
他们就被从伊甸园里面赶出去。
The Garden of Eden where righteousness dwelt.
伊甸园就是公义居住的地方。
The environment that God wants His people to experience.
那是一个环境，神要他的名在那里经历各样事物的。Later,
He will replace that by the land of Canaan.
后来，他用迦南地来弥补这个地方。And
finally, He will replace that by the new heavens and the new earth.
在最后，他就用新天新地来补上这个地方。Wherein
righteousness will dwell again.
那将来我们就要住在公义的地方。
God's goals and purposes in Genesis will not be thwarted.
在创世纪神的计划不会被任何事物破坏。
Genesis also tells us not only about the state of man that he was righteous when God created him.
创世纪不仅是告诉我们当神造人的时候他们人是公义的。
But it tells us the state of man after he disobeyed God.
也告诉我们人不顺服神以后他们那个状况。
Two verses are very important.
有两句金句非常的重要。
These two verses were used by the prophets.
这两句话常常被先知引用。
And all the writers of the Bible.
圣经的作者也常常用。
Whenever they wanted to describe the state of man after the rebellion.
当他们要描述人堕落以后的光景的时候。
But please remember always.
也请你们一直记住。
That God created man righteous and holy and upright.
当神起初造人的时候，人是公义的，而且是正直的。
Genesis 6:5.
创世纪第六章第五节。
I need to read this verse.
我要读这节。
The Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually.
耶和华见人在地上罪恶很大，终日所思想的尽都是恶。
God did not create man that way.
但是神并不是把人造成原来是恶的。
His own moral decision made him that way.
是因为他们道德自己的选择权使得他们成为这样的光景。
The heart was the center of a person's being.
人的心是我们整个生命的一个中心。
So when the writer says that the imagination of man's heart was only evil continually,
这圣经的作者说地上的人他们的心终日都是很邪恶。
Is a terrible judgment upon his moral and religious condition.
这对他们来说，对他们道德的光景是一个很不好的一个审判。
Genesis 8:21 agrees with this.
创世纪第八章二十一节也跟这个相同的意义。
We need to read this verse too.
我们也应该读这一句。
Okay, Genesis 8:21. And when the Lord smelled the pleasing odor, the Lord said in his heart, I will never again curse the ground because of man, for the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I ever again destroy every living creature as I have done.
二十节，耶和华闻那馨香之气，就心里说，我不再因人的缘故咒诅地。人从小时心里怀着恶念，也不再按着我才行的灭各种的活物了。
Notice that this verse says that man is even evil from his very early childhood.
这句描写人从小时心里就怀着恶念。
And also note that man had passed through the flood.
人也经过了这个洪水。
Noah and his sons and their families had gone through the flood.
挪亚跟他的儿女和他的家人就经历了这个洪水的审判。
So that we won't think that they were righteous, the biblical writer gives us this verse.
但是我们并晓得他们并不是是公义的。
The flood saved them, but it did not change their nature.
这个洪水的灾让他们能够被拯救出来，并不证明他们的本性并没有被改变。
And as long as man has that evil nature, God cannot dwell with him.
只要人的心里怀着这样的恶念，神就没有办法居住在他们心中。
Do you realize that Genesis 1 through 11 is the basis throughout the rest of the Bible for proclaiming the fallen state of man?
你知不知道从创世纪11到11章就是圣经描写到人堕落的一个光景。
The prophets realized this. Jeremiah 17:19.
先知耶利米明白这个，在耶利米书十七章十九节。
Okay, it should be 17:9.
应该是十七章第九节，耶利米书904面。
Okay, Jeremiah 17:9. I'm going to read that. The heart is deceitful above all things, and desperately corrupt. Who can understand it? Jeremiah here is giving support to Genesis in its view of man.
人心比万物都诡诈，坏到极处，谁能识透呢？在这里看到耶利米用这句话来支持在创世纪所讲的人堕落的光景。
This is the view of man that all the prophets had.
这是所有先知对于人类的一个看法。
They got their teachings from the Israelite scriptures in the Pentateuch.
他们得到的这些教导是从摩西五经所学习到的。
So the fallen nature of man is established in Genesis 1 through 11.
在人的堕落在创世纪第一到十一章就说得很清楚。
The solution to his problem calls for a new heart.
那解决这个问题唯有赐给他们一个新的心。
Ezekiel says, I will take the old heart out and give you a new heart.
以西结说我要把你的那个刚硬的心拿去给你一个新的心。
God is the expert in heart transplants.
神是一个改变心脏的一个专家。
But he gives a totally new heart.
但是他给我们的心是完全的一个新的心。
One that is morally and religiously renewed.
是这个新的心是在道德和宗教方面是更新的。
Jeremiah says that God will give a new covenant and he will put the law of God in the heart of mankind.
耶利米说他要给我们立一个新约，那个时候他把神的约刻在我们的心板上。
So the prophets knew how grave the problem was.
So 先知他知道人类的问题是何等的大。
But their solution was equal to the problem.
但是神的解决的方法也是同样的很大。
In effect, we will recreate man and give him a new heart.
事实上必须要重建一个人，给他一个新的心。
If man can be given a new heart, God can then dwell with him.
若是人被给了一个新心的话，然后神就可以跟他一同居住。
God cannot dwell in relationship to a wicked man.
神没有办法跟一个很邪恶的人同住。
Now we will look at Exodus.
我们再回到出埃及记。
God had given, you will recall, Israel the Torah.
我们要记得现在神已经给了以色列民他的律法。
The priesthood and the cult.
他那个祭司和他的 庭院，会幕，献祭。
The tabernacle.
也给了他们会幕。
And because of this, provision had been made so that God could dwell amongst his people again.
神给他们这一切，使神可能再一次居住在他们当中。
We will remember that the goal of the book of Exodus is to tell how God is able to come again and live in relationship with his renewed people.
出埃及记的主要的目的就是告诉以色列民神怎么能够再一次回到他们当中与他们同住。
And the law they were to learn and to repeat it and to think upon it and to meditate upon it so that their thoughts might be pleasing to God.
神给他们律法，让他们学习，让他们思想，让他们默想，让他们的心思意念能够让神喜悦。
We know that Israel failed in that sense, but we'll talk about that in a couple of minutes.
我们知道他们在这方面是失败了，我们隔一两分钟就要谈到。
I want us now to make sure that we have in our thinking this key thought, the presence of God amongst his people is his goal.
我要大家不要忘记，神要居住在他自己民的当中是神的一个最大的目标。
The biblical writer often repeated things.
圣经上的作者常常重复一件事。
So that's why I'm having you look at these verses again.
所以我要你们再看关于这一方面的经句。
So get your Bibles and be ready to turn to these verses as I give them to you.
当我讲到这些经句的时候，请你们跟我一同翻圣经。
We will begin with one that we've read a couple of times.
我要开始这一句圣经，我们已经念过一两次了。
Exodus 6, 6 and 7.
出埃及记第六章第六第七节。
Okay, I'm going to read these two verses. Say therefore to the people of Israel, I am the Lord, and I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. And I will deliver you from their bondage, and I will redeem you with an outstretched arm and with great acts of judgment. Then our key verse. And I will take you for my people, and I will be your God, and you shall know that I am the Lord your God, who has brought you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians.
第六节，所以你要对以色列人说，我是耶和华，我要用伸出来的膀臂重重的刑罚埃及人，救赎你们脱离他们的重担，不做他们的苦工。我要以你们为我的百姓，也要做你们的神。你们要知道，我是耶和华你们的神，是救你们脱离埃及人之重担的。Now
I want us all to realize that this is not only found here in Exodus.
我要你们知道，不仅是在出埃及记提到这件事。
I want to look at a few other verses that are just like it.
要看其他的几处经句也是同样的事情。
Look at Leviticus 26, 11 and 12.
利未记26章11、12节。
In these verses, God is telling Israel that if they will keep his law, this is what he will do.
神给以色列民说，若是他们遵守他的约，他就要怎么做。
And I will make my abode among you, and my soul shall not abhor you. And I will walk among you, and will be your God, and you shall be my people.
十一节，我要在你们中间立我的帐幕，我的心也不厌恶你们。我要在你们中间行走，我要做你们的神，你们要做我的子民。
So we see in Leviticus, this key statement as to what God wants to do concerning His people. He wants to dwell among us if we will be holy and make it possible.
在利未记的这两句的里面，让我们看到神在他民身上的心愿，就是使他使我们能够与他居住在一起的条件。
Okay, the next verse is found in Exodus 15.
在另外一处是出埃及记十五章。
And I have not used all the verses that I could have to prove this point.
我没有用所有能够证明这件事的经句。
Okay, let me read Exodus 15, 16, and 17.
我读出埃及记十五章十六、十七节。
Terror and dread will fall upon them because of the greatness of thy arm. They are still as a stone till thy people, O Lord, pass by, till the people pass by whom thou hast purchased.
十六节，惊骇恐惧临到他们，耶和华因你膀臂的大能，他们如石头，凄然不动。等候你的百姓过去，等候你所赎的百姓过去。
Now comes our verse. Thou wilt bring them in and plant them on thy own mountain, the place, O Lord, which thou hast made for thy abode, the sanctuary, O Lord, which thy hands have established. The Lord will reign forever and ever.
十七、十八节是主要我们要念的。你要将他们领进去，在于你产业的山上。耶和华就是你为自己所造的住处，主啊，就是你手所建立的圣所。耶和华必作王，直到永永远远。
Can you now see how much God loves mankind that He has created?
你现在能够看到神如何的爱他自己所造的民吗？
He wants above all things to dwell among us.
他最盼望的就是能够居住在他们的中间。
Now look at Exodus 29.
再看出埃及记二十九章。
Exodus 29, verses 44 through 46.
出埃及记二十九章四十四到四十六节。
I will consecrate the tent of meeting and the altar. Aaron also and his sons I will consecrate to serve me as priests. End comes our verse.And I will dwell among the people of Israel, and will be their God, and they shall know that I am the Lord their God, who brought them forth out of the land of Egypt, that I might dwell among them. I am the Lord their God.
四十四节，我要使会幕和坛成圣，也要使亚伦和他的儿子成圣，给我供祭司的职分。第四十五节特别重要，我要住在以色列人中间，做他们的神，他们必知道我是耶和华他们的神，是将他们从埃及地领出来的，为要住在他们中间，我是耶和华他们的神。
Verse 46 is very clear in the Hebrew language.
在四十六节希伯来文非常的清楚。
And it gives the purpose of God's bringing them out of Egypt to be in order that he might dwell with them.
告诉我们，他们神把以色列民从埃及带出来的目标，就是要住在他们的中间。
Okay, now, in verses or in chapters 32 through 34 of the books of Exodus,
在出埃及记三十二到三十四章
，You will remember that in 32 the golden calf was created and Israel sinned.
也记得在三十二章，以色列民造了金牛犊，他们犯罪了。
Before that time, God had been accompanying Israel as she journeyed.
在这件事以前，神一直跟以色列人一起走到哪里都跟他们同在。
In the cloud and in the pillar of fire.
用云柱，晚上用火柱。
But even though God said that he would not destroy Israel after Moses prayed to him.
虽然摩西为以色列民祷告以后，神说我就不毁灭他们。
At first, he still...threatens to remove his presence from them.
但是在起先的时候，他说我要把他们除去。
Notice how this is told in chapter 33, verse 3.
这里在三十三章第三节提到这件事。
Go up to a land, this is God speaking. Go up to a land flowing with milk and honey, but I will not go up among you, lest I consume you in the way, for you are a stiff-necked people.
第三节是神向他们所说的话。领你到那流来与蜜之地，我自己不同你们上去，因为你们是硬着颈项的百姓， 恐怕我在路上把你们灭绝。
But Moses knows that to be God's people and to have the Holy Land would be nothing unless God's presence was with them.
神知道，就是就算他们是圣洁的民，就得到这个圣洁的地，若是神与他不跟他们同在，这是他们所得到的也没有意义。
So he intercedes again.
所以在这里又有代祷的。
In verses 15 through 16, we can read this.
在15、16节，我们又看到摩西代祷。
Moses, in verse 15, and he said to him, If thy presence will not go with me, do not carry us up from here. For how shall it be known that I have found favor in thy sight, I and thy people? Is it not in your going with us that we are distinct? I and thy people from all other people that are upon the face of the earth.
15, 16节，摩西说，你若不亲自和我同去，就不要把我们从这里领上去。人在何事上得以知道我和你的百姓在你眼前蒙恩呢？岂不是因你与我们同去，使我和你的百姓与地上的万民有分别吗？
So Moses knew and Israel knew that the thing that made her distinct amongst all the nations was God's presence among them.
所以摩西和以色列民都知道为什么他们跟别的民有分别，就是因为神的同在。
And we are just another people amongst peoples.Unless we have God dwelling among us.
除非我们有神居住在我们的心中，否则我们跟别的民是一样的。
I want to go even to Deuteronomy.
我要请大家再看《申命记》。
And I will read a couple of verses from Deuteronomy 4.
申命记第四章。
4 through 8.
第四到六八节。
Notice again the distinctive nature of Israel.Is in her law and in the presence of her God.
我们再一次可以看到以色列人成为独特的缘故，是因为他们有律法，而且有神的同在。
Okay, verse 4.
第四节。
But you who held fast to the Lord your God are all alive this day. Behold, I have taught you statutes and ordinances as the Lord my God commanded me, that you should do them in the land which you are entering to take possession of it. Keep them.And do them, for that will be your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the peoples, who, when they hear all these statutes, will say, Surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. For what great nation is there that has a God so near to it as the Lord our God is to us whenever we call upon him? What great nation is there that has statutes and ordinances so righteous as all this law which I set before you?This day.
第四节，唯有你们专靠耶和华你们神的人，今日全都存活。我照着耶和华我神所吩咐的，将律例典章教训你们，使你们在所要进去得为业的地上遵行。所以你们要谨守遵行，这就是你们在万民眼前的智慧聪明。他们听见这一切律例，必说这大国的人真是有智慧有聪明。哪一大国的人有神与他们相近，像耶和华我们的神在我们求告他的时候与我们相近呢？又哪一大国有这样公义的律例典章，像我们今日在你们面前所陈明的这一切 律法呢？
What makes Israel then God's people, and what makes them unique amongst the other peoples? It's the fact that they have the instruction of God, the law, the Torah, and that God's presence is among them.
什么事情使以色列民成为神的民，而且是独特的呢？就是因为神给他们律法，而且也是神与他们同在。
This is why Deuteronomy 7:6 is so true.
所以在《申命记》第七章第六节是非常的真实。
Deuteronomy 7:6. For you are a people holy to the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you to be a people for His own possession out of all the peoples that are on the face of the earth.
申命记第七章第六节，因为你归耶和华你神为圣洁的名，耶和华你神从地上的万民中拣选你，特作自己的子民。
After Moses prayed, God listened, and then he gave the Ten Commandments again, and then in chapter 34, verses 8 and 9, God grants his presence again.
当摩西为以色列民祷告以后，神就听了他的话，再一次给他们十诫。所以在第八、第九章就看到摩西向神下拜。
I will read 34, 8 and 9 now.
在出埃及记34章第八、第九节。
And Moses made haste to bow his head toward the earth and worshipped. And he said, If now I have found favor in thy sight, O Lord, let the Lord, I pray thee, go in the midst.
我若在你眼前蒙恩，求你在我们中间同行，因为这是应着景象的百姓，又求你赦免我们的罪孽和罪恶，以我们为你的产业。
Now notice the gracious words of God to Israel as he reestablishes his covenant after she has broken it one time.
我们来看到神的恩慈，当以色列民已经不遵守他的约，神再给他们一次约。
We need to read verse 10.
我们要读第十节。
And he said, God, behold, I make a covenant. Before all your people, I will do marvels such as have not been wrought in all the earth or in any nation. And all the people among whom you are shall see the work of the Lord. For it is a terrible thing or a marvelous thing that I will do with you.
第十节，耶和华说，我要立约。要在百姓面前行奇妙的事，是在遍地万国中所未曾行的。在你四围的外邦人就要看见耶和华的作为，因我向你所行的是可畏惧的事。
If God will do marvelous things with the nation of Israel, think what he will do with the new people of God.
若是神愿意向以色列民做这些奇妙的事，就想到神为他自己的名会做些什么。
We who are members of the new covenant created through the blood and flesh of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们今天是神自己的血肉所造成的一个新的名。
We are talking about the presence of God coming.
我们也讲到神的同在再一次来到。
And it's wonderful that we celebrated the Lord's Supper this morning.
今天早上我们一同庆祝您主餐实在是很好。
Now finally, in the book of Exodus, in chapter 40,
最后在出埃及记第四十章，
we will read what happens after Moses had finished making all of the tabernacle.
我们就看到当摩西做成了所有的会幕的一切。
And we will read what happens after Moses had finished making all of the priestly clothes.
看到摩西做完了所有祭司的一些衣袍。
And after all of the ordinances had been established,
所有的一些礼仪都已经建立了。
God keeps his promise.
神就保持他自己的应许。
So in the very last few verses of Exodus, the hope of Israel and the promise of God is realized.
所以在出埃及记的最后，以色列民的盼望和神给他们的应许就成就了。
Because God's presence comes to dwell.
神的同在就真是降到他们当中。
We will look at verses 34 to the end.
我们从34节一直读到38节。
Then the cloud, I should start. So Moses finished the work.
摩西成就了所有的工作。
Then the cloud covered the tent of meeting, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. Would you read that?
当时云彩遮盖会幕，耶和华的荣光就充满了帐幕。
And Moses was not able to enter the tent of meeting because the cloud abode upon it, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle.
摩西不能进会幕，因为云彩停在其上，并且耶和华的荣光充满了帐幕。
Throughout all their journeys, whenever the cloud was taken up from over the tabernacle, the people of Israel would go forward.
每逢云彩从帐幕收上去，以色列人就启程前往。
But if the cloud was not taken up, then they did not go forward till the day that it was taken up.
云彩若不收上去，他们就不启程，只等到云彩收上去。
For throughout all their journeys, the cloud of the Lord was upon the tabernacle by day, and fire was in it by night. In the sight of all the house of Israel.
日间耶和华的云彩是在帐幕以上，夜间云中有火，在以色列全家的眼前，在他们所行的路上都是这样。
So we have talked about in the book of Exodus in the early chapters about how God multiplied the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob to a great people.
我们在出埃及记的刚开始的时候讲到神怎么样使亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的后裔能够增多。
And then we saw how God redeemed them and constituted them through the wonders that he brought to bring them out of the land of Egypt.
我们也看到神怎么样救赎他们，而且重建，使他们从埃及地出来以后。
The Exodus is the birth of Israel.
出埃及就是以色列民的一个出生的一个状况，一个原因。
The people of God.
他们成为神的民。
Then he gave them the covenant at Sinai to constitute them his people.
他在西乃山给他们律法，让他们形成成为神的民。
That they might know how to live pleasing to him.
他们就知道怎么样的活着才能够讨神的喜欢。
Because they had been overwhelmed by their pagan culture in Egypt.
因为他们在埃及的时候就受外邦神各样的影响。
Then we saw how God commanded the erection of the tabernacle and the institution of the priesthood.
我们也看到神怎么教导他们把帐幕树立起来，怎么样的来成立祭司的制度。
So that relationship between God and his people could be created.
所以神和人的关系能够再次建立。
And finally, now we see that after that has been accomplished, God comes to dwell amongst his people.
当神跟人的关系建立了以后，人就能够，神就能够再一次来到人的中间与他们居住。
They have his holy law so that they can live and be holy.
神也给他们圣洁的法，让他们遵守这个法，能够成为圣洁的民。
They have the priesthood to offer sacrifices if they sin and to teach them the law of God.
他们有祭司跟他们献祭，若是他们犯罪的话，同时也教导他们的律法上的条文。
And they have the tabernacle where God now dwells amongst them.
他们现在也有会幕，神可以跟人居住在一起。
Even though Israel later failed,
虽然以色列民以后是失败了，
you and I can plainly see what God wanted to do with Israel.
但是你跟我今天很明显的可以看到神在以色列民身上的心意是什么。
In the new covenant,
在新约的里面，
he wants us to be the new Israel.
他要我们成为新以色列人。
We must not fail as Israel did.
我们不能够跟以色列人同样的失败。
He has given us his Holy Spirit.
今天他给了我们他的圣灵。
And the law is not written on tablets of stone.
律法不再是刻在石板上。
The law is written in our hearts.
这个律法是刻在我们的心板上。
In our minds.
在我们的心里。
The Holy Spirit is our teacher.
圣灵是我们的老师。
He has given us the New Testament to teach us.
他给新约给我们，而且教导我们。
And he has given various gifts in his body to teach us his will.
他也在他的肢体里面给不同的属灵的属灵的恩赐，让我们来明白神的心意。
In Hebrews chapter 11, we learn that Abraham and the people of God were looking for a city not made by hands.
我们在希伯来书第一章也看到亚伯拉罕，他看到将来的一个城不是人手所建造的。
You and I are not looking for the earthly Canaan any longer.
你跟我在这个地上并不是看到地上有什么样的国度是能够看多久了。
But we are God's people looking for the new heavens and the new earth.
但是我们是属神的子民，我们等待那新天新地的来到。
Not made by the hands of man.
这个并不是人手所造的。
But created by God for his people.
是神亲自为他的民所预备的。
And when we enter that land,
当我们进入那个地的时候，
then God's desire of being amongst his people,
那神的心愿愿意住在人的当中，
being their God,
那他要做他们的神，
and they being his people,
他们也要做神的民，
will be fully completed,
就要完全的得成就。
You and I look forward to that coming of the new heavens and the new earth
And I
want to read again
Revelation
21:3. Here we see finally God's goal completely fulfilled.
这里神的目标完全的成就了。And
I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Behold, the dwelling of God is with men. He will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. And God himself will be with them. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain any more, for the former things have passed away.
3-4节，我听见有大声音从宝座出来说，看哪，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住，他要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神，神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀、哭嚎、疼痛，因为以前的事都过去了。
So we are the new Israel.
所以我们今天是新以色列人。
Created in the image of God.
是按照神的形象造的。
To reflect our God.
能够反射出我们神的荣美。
And to praise Him and call all nations unto Him in this world.
我们要赞美他，我们把全世界的人都带到神的面前。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们一同祷告。
Our Almighty and Sovereign God.
我们全能掌王权的神。
We thank you for your unspeakable wisdom.
我们感谢你不能描述的智慧。
We thank you for working throughout history to create your people.
我们看到从历史上你如何的建造你自己的名。
We thank you that you have had your people throughout all ages.
我们也感谢你在每一个世代都有属于你自己的名。
It has been those who put their faith and trust in you.
就是那些对你有忠心的人。
We thank you that you established a new covenant.
我们也感谢你为我们立了一个新的约。
And that we are able to be the people of God.
使我们今天能够成为神的名。
And share with all the people of God that have gone before us.
能够跟过去所有属神的民一同所享受的。
We are the people of God along with the true Israelites.
我们今天能够跟真以色列人一同享受你的恩典。
We are the people of God with Abel who responded to God in faith.
我们也是属神的民，跟亚伯一样，因着信来献祭。
We're the people of God with Noah.
我们也是跟诺亚一样的属神的民。
We're the people of God with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
我们是像以撒亚亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各同样的样属于你的名。
And we are the people of God that responded as the prophets preached.
我们也是听到了先知的传说，我们就反应的一些属于你的名。
We thank you that you have come to dwell within us.
我们谢谢你，你已经来到我们当中与我们居住。
And that you sent your Son and dwelt in Him.
你差遣在主耶稣来到我们当中，我们在他的里面与他一同居住。
Help us to be faithful and true to the new covenant.
让我们真是能够对你的新约能够遵守。
Dwell richly within us.
求主将你的约深深地印在我们心中。
And we'll give you the praise and honor and glory.
我们要给你所有一切的颂赞和赞美。
For you have given us the great exodus out from the power of sin.
因为你带我们 出了这个罪恶的权势。
And greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world.
住住在我们里面的神比这世界的神更大。
And we look and long and reach forward to the new heavens and the new earth.
我们心里面就是何等热切的盼望那新天新地的来到。
When we will know you.
当我们真是认识你的时候。
We will know you face to face.
那个时候我们要与你面与面相见。
For we will be renewed in your image fully.
我们那个时候就完完全全的要像你。
And reflect you fully.
这真是完全能够彰显你的荣耀。
We will be your people.
我们要成为你的名。
In your image.
按照你的形象。
In relationship to you.
与你有密切的关系。
In the new Garden of Eden.
就像在新的伊甸园一样
Where in righteousness dwells
我们公义住在和正直住在我们当中
Amen